get on the
train. Welcome into the Sports Buffoons Podcast.
If it ain't easy.
Welcome on into the Sports Buffoons Podcast today. Well, we got a little special treat today. It was a busy weekend, holiday weekend. Lots of sports stuff happened, some sad, some happy. You know, it was kind of a mixed emotion kind of weekend for the sports world. So we just looking to touch base here. It's not going to be a very long podcast. Just want to give you guys kind of a weekend recap of what's going on in the sports world that happened over the weekend. So let's jump into it here. So we're going to start with some MLB news. Some sad things happened this weekend. Tom, the terrific Seaver, he passed away at 75 this past weekend here. So he was a, you know, a pitcher for the Mets. He actually led them to from last place to a World Series champion in his first three seasons. That's pretty amazing. He won 311 games with four teams, and he's a Hall of Famer. So he will be missed for the game of baseball. Unfortunately, we also had a second death that happened this weekend. Lou, the franchise Brock, he passed away at 81. He played for the Cardinals. You know, he helped win three pennants, two World Series titles. And he is currently second in base and stolen all time to, of course, Ricky Henderson. But Lou had that record first. So Lou, big guy for the Cardinals. He will be missed in the MLB world as well. Some other news that went on in the MLB. Nationals GM Mike Rizzo, he got a multi-year extension. And then a couple days later, he got thrown out for not wearing a mask. Actually, it was probably something different, but umpire Joe West warned multiple times through the game that he would be ejected if he continued to not wear a mask and talk. Turns out that Rizzo was yelling at Joe West from the top of the stands prior to being thrown out as well. So sounds like it was a build up on this, but kind of interesting case nonetheless. White Sox, for standings at least in there, White Sox continue the dominance in the AL Central. I don't know where they have a 4-game win streak going on. And that is the only division with 3 25-win teams. How cool is that, guys? The AL Central, where the ones Royals are in, I'm a homer, with division 25-win teams. Now, the Royals are not one of those. I promise you. The Royals and Tigers are the only two with that 25 wins in that division. But, hey, still pretty competitive league in there. Some other notes around the league here. Mariners Angels continue to push with their 5-game win streak, while the Astros in that same division dropped 4 straight. So, their Astros are still second, but Mariners Angels are right there behind them. And then Mike Trout, he hits number 300 of his home run over the weekend. So he is actually the fastest to hit 300 home runs and 200 stolen bases in MLB history. To hear that, I'm not surprised at all. And he has plenty more time to break many more records. Alrighty, and then we're going to switch it up here. We're going to go ahead and go into the NBA here. So we're going to talk about some series, see what's going on. So currently this weekend, Rockets Lakers, they tied up the series 1-1 split this weekend. So finished with 36 points on Friday, and he actually finished with 27 on Sunday's game. So he's performing like he always does. Anthony Davis had 25 points on Friday, and LeBron had a 28-point night tonight with his win. That's game continues on Tuesday at 8 Central. Raptors Celtics is also tied up series now after the Celtics took a quick 2-0 lead, buzzer beater last on Friday, and then the Celtics with a loss again to the Raptors. So after Saturday's game, it was 193 Raptors game on Saturday. Kyle Lowry with 22 points, Tatum with 24. That series continues Monday, today if you most likely listen to it, at 5:30 Central. Nuggets and Clippers. The Nuggets come out swinging at the Clippers as Kawhi Leonard struggles with 13 points. Meanwhile, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray led the Nuggets with 26 points for Jokic and 27 for Murray points. That series continues Monday at 8 p.m. Central. Now, I believe the best series that's happening right now in the playoffs is the Bucks Heat. So, Bucks get their first win today, Sunday, is when I'm recording it, after losing Giannis briefly early in the game. Chris Middleton ended up playing 48 minutes with 36 points in overtime, and they were able to pull out that win against the Heat. Giannis is questionable with ankle injury for Game 5. Jimmy Butler, his words back on that Heat loss today was they were relaxed after Giannis went down. So that's something to stay tuned, you know, on the mental side of things for the Heat. Is this going to affect their momentum, or can they keep it up even if Giannis comes back? Knowing Jimmy Butler, the way he plays and leads his team, it's going to be easily a win in Game 4 or Game 5. So just keep an eye out for that series as that continues on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Heat up 3-1 on the series. Alrighty, and now we're going to hit some NFL notes here. So cuts were made on Saturday. Practice squad signings happened Saturday as well as on Sunday. Lots of transactions hope happen over the weekend. So here's some notable cuts and signings. So I know a lot of guys in fantasy, kickers, it always seems like there's somebody new. Well, don't pick Kairos Santos because he got cut by the Bears, but he is with their practice squad. Eddie Pinheiro assumes the duties at kicker for the Bears. Linebacker Ryan Connolly cut by the Giants. This was a surprise here for being after a pretty good rookie situation in New York. He had one sack, 20 tackles, and 2 interceptions for New York last year for the Giants. There's still lots of upside as it carries in year two. The Minnesota Vikings did pick him up in this process, so that was a huge win for the Vikings as they did lose a lot of key defensive players last year. So that's somebody to keep an eye out this season. Titans agree to a 1-year, $12 million deal with Jadeveon Clowney. So he reunites with Mike Vrabel's defense this year, and that could be a scary defense if Clowney is on top of this game. So that's a defense on your fantasy value as well to keep an eye out, as their division isn't very that strong this year. And then finally, Adrian Peterson signs for the Detroit Lions after being released by the Washington football team. This was a shocker on the release for me, but I'm pretty excited to see Adrian get into a pretty good squad. He does reunite with one of his former Viking staff members, so this will be an exciting time, and they're pretty deep in running back now. DeAndre Swift does have an injury, so look at Adrian Peterson quickly to play with Kiernan Johnson at running back for the Lions. And of course, guys, just a reminder, NFL starts Thursday. I know we got the NBA, MLB starting to finish up things. I think they have 12 games left after today, or most of the teams do, in the MLB. So, I mean, we have the NFL starting Thursday. We got a whole day of football on Sunday. Texans Chiefs play on Thursday night football. We all know Patty Mahomes is ready. It sounds like everybody's pretty much healthy. We got a couple guys out for the Chiefs, being Mike Kamel and Rashad Breeland. So keep an eye out, guys. We will have a podcast that we'll release on Thursday morning before the game, and you might even hear some pregame, postgame possibly this week from us as well live. So we'll keep an eye on our Twitter around that. So, hey, short episode, like I said, guys, just want to update some a lot of news that went out. You know, like I said, some sad, some great, but just lots of sports to talk about. It's an exciting time. So we will have a podcast, guys, this week with the group, with the Buffoons. You can catch that on Thursday morning. That will drop at 8 a.m. Expect Mike to drop another podcast for the Chiefs game coming up. Like I said, we might even do some pre-game, post-game for the Chiefs this Thursday night as we start NFL football. You can always catch us on following us at twitter.com/sportsbuffoons. We will let you know if we're going to go live on Twitch or YouTube or anything like that during this during the Chiefs game, or even before or after. Again, guys, continue to expect multiple episodes weekly. This is kind of spur of the moment, but I really felt it was important to, you know, everybody that get caught up over the busy weekend. So, hey, you know, as a homer here, go Chiefs, baby. I'm excited it's coming up. You know, we're all been kind of disappointing. A lot of young guys, injuries for them. So go Chiefs, guys, and peace.
Flipping ain't easy.